so far defensively, we've been very good. Disappointed with the goal we did concede in Derry. You know, I think we probably should have five clean sheets in a row. But obviously, you know, we've a few new players coming in. You've the likes of Kenny Brown coming in. You've Johnny going right back. You've got Kevin O'Connor. You've got a lot of Bonesy coming in even. You know, so it's nearly a whole back new four. And to be fair, we started where we left off last year, and that's clean sheets. And if you keep clean sheets, you've a great chance of winning games and winning leagues. A lot more energy in there, you know, especially in the middle midfield. A lot of energy. Wingers, even with Beats coming in number 10 role, there's a lot of energy. And Sean Maguire up front, another young lad, you know. So obviously the age group is way down, and it's showing at the minute, you know, the way we're pressing teams, even up in Dundalk, where we press them, you know, not to give them a chance in a game. You know, it shows how fit we are and how good things are looking for us so far. Yeah, to be fair, he's flying. Like, you can see why he's with Celtic. You know, he's got it all. To be fair, he's a big 6'4" lad. He's brilliant with the ball at his feet. He's good in the air. I know though he's going to get us goals. But he's going to be disappointed if he goes back in July. Obviously, you know, he's going to be a big loss to us. But it's always good to see a young lad from Cork going over and doing well. And obviously his aim is to do well with Celtic. But while he's here, he's trying to do as well as he can for the club, because he's a Cork man. He wants Cork to go on and win things. But I suppose it's disappointing that he's going in July. But while he's here, we get the best out of him, and no doubt there's a few goals in him. I think it was nearly 8 weeks pre-season, you know, so everyone's in from day one. Everyone was being fit. Everyone's been there for the whole thing. So the 8 weeks coming into the President's Cup game, we were all well used to each other, you know, especially when you got good players, when the boys are top quality players. And didn't take much time, you know, like I said, after the eight weeks, then everyone was used to each other. And thankfully, we started the way we left off last year as clean sheets. You know, it's like I say, it's what wins your leagues. I think the league's going to be tough this year. You know, I can't see Dundalk running away like as it did last year. You know, there's like Shamrock Rovers is going to be strong, Pats on their day will be strong. Sligo on their day will be strong. They're a good club, good team. They've a lot of new lads coming in, so they'll be strong. Be a tough place to go and get a result. But there's a lot of good teams in the league, you know. Teams are going to have off days, so I can't see the league going the way it went last year. Dundalk losing one game and that's it. And I think there'll be a lot more games lost throughout the year because there's a lot of competitive teams there this year. But like I say, if you can keep clean sheets, you don't lose
more
games.
Teams in the running, like chasing the title, hopefully. And
yeah, I can see. I think so. Like, even I suppose Galway are a bit of a surprise at the minute, you know. But that's the way I think it'll be throughout the season, you know. I think it could be down to the same four as what was there last year. Plus, you don't know with Derry, you don't know with Sligo, you don't know with Galway. So I think it's going to be competitive. But like I say all the time, like you said there, if you keep clean sheets, you don't lose games. You don't lose games. You've got a chance of winning stuff, and that's what you hope to do. In games, in training, it's the pace, really. You know, the boys getting on the ball. We've got it all. Like, you can play up in the back, you can go along. You've got boys that win headers, you've got boys that are unbelievable at the ball at their feet. You've got a bit of everything. You've got pace, you've got power, you've got strength. You've got it all there, you know. So to watch in training and to watch in game day, when we're on song, it's unbelievable. Like, I know in Derry we had a disappointing day. But any other game besides Derry, I thought the boys were outstanding. And yeah, like, I don't even think we look like conceding a goal with the back four, the way they're playing. And obviously the attacking five or six that we have bombing into the box all the time. We look like scoring in every game. We don't look like conceding, which is always a good thing.
Do you feel, we mentioned there, like, the age profile has been reduced dramatically, really?
Yeah, it makes a big difference because boys are more... Be, yeah,
there's more energy in the
more,
game.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what you need, you know. You look at a lot of top clubs, they've a few senior players in there, but most of it's young lads that have got that energy and that little... Bit between the teeth, get around the pitch and put in tackles and get there on time and get in the box scoring goals and get back in 2 seconds later to make a defensive tackle or whatever. That's what you need, and I think that's what we have this year. And I think that's what got us the 2 wins against Dundalk. I thought everyone looked a lot fresher, a lot fitter, a lot sharper, a lot stronger. And I think we outbullied Dundalk twice this season. And listen, we're going up to Sligo now on Saturday night. They have a lot of new players in their team, you know, new manager. Not many boys up there have League of Ireland experience, but they're going to get better. And I just hope it doesn't start on Saturday night. I just hope we can go up there. No, but there's going to be a chance when they do win a game. I just hope it's not Saturday night. They've got some excellent players in the team, to be fair. There's some young lads. No doubt, in another couple of games' time, they'll have the experience of League of Ireland. They'll get a lot better. And I can see Sligo finishing mid-table at least. But like I say, hopefully go up to Saturday, we can get the goals, get it out the way early doors, and leave them pick up the results from there on.
When you see young players like Shani Maguire there and Kevin O'Connor getting international recognition and getting called into squads, that all builds into the whole team spirit and team ethic. It strengthens everything.
Of course it does, yeah. Two boys deserve it, obviously. Kev came on the team last year and he played outstanding for us, you know, being a young lad coming from Waterford, coming in and coming straight to the first team. He was flying, Shani's come in. Probably a difficult season up in Dundalk last year, come in, and as soon as he's been here, he's been a breath of fresh air to us. He's banging goals for fun. You see him in training. all the lads are chirpy, all having a good crack together, and like I say, anytime there's all, everyone gets on together in the dressing room, it's obviously a good thing. And at the minute, we're all best friends inside the dressing room, and long may that continue.